This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. Tomorrow's news tonight, right here. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, broadcasting from my flagship station, AM 860 The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, in my Moss Family Automotive Studio, to great radio stations across America, as well as across the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite streaming live online right now. And a special shout-out goes to our military men and women, to our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and also all those who are out helping in the coronavirus COVID-19 effort, keeping America free and safe. And to everybody working right now on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, butchers, bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, Uber, Lyft, taxi, bus drivers, and all the roughnecks working along the oil fields around the world and around the U.S., thanks for keeping America rolling along. Now, don't forget to follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. Sign up, like the page there, and then jump in the chat room and say howdy, howdy to us. And we're also on Twitter, at Captain's America. Well, joining us right now, from FoundersCode.com, we have Denise Simon. Hello again.
Good morning.
Now, with a total of 16.78 million people that have filed for unemployment, we've got a question from Picasso here, and I'm going to bring him on. Okay, Picasso, what's your question?
Happy Easter to everybody. Good Friday and prayerful Passover.
Yes, sir.
I got the most important number. I'm going to train you. I can't talk. Hi, Denise.
Hi there.
Easter and everything. The number, I got you trained, Captain. 6 months, 3 weeks, 2 days, 13 hours and 27 minutes and 2 seconds. What's going to happen then?
Well, hopefully
it's going to be 207 days.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
Hopefully we're going to reelect President Donald Trump to a second term.
Mm-hmm. I'm not even hopeful. I'm mm-hmm. more than hopeful. And so we're going to talk about that. I can't talk about the coronavirus, but I'm going to do my editorial with something that had to do with you. Denise, I asked you a question the last time regarding the source of this killer tiger virus, and I wanted you to come over and look. If off-air captain won't let me mention, but if you tell them where to go, there I posted something today. You know who Bannon is, right? Yeah, Stephen.
Sure.
Stephen K. Bannon. Yeah, well, he's doing a thing. There's a guy, and I want you to listen to this video, and the guy's name is Joshua Phillip. I'm asking you to do that because I think it would provoke you, who I believe is a really good pen to write a paper with, into something. And it's right in the front. You just go over to it, and it's just called China Lied, People Died. You can't miss it. It's right on the front with Bannon's pictures and everything all over it. And he's doing a thing called the War Room Pandemic, which has been on this from minute one. And he's got a lot of deep sources like you. And I really would like you to listen to this Joshua Phillip, if not on this video, at the site, anywhere you could. And I want to see what comes from it with you, if it provokes you. I think it would. And I think you'd, anyway, that's
okay.
The purpose. You got the idea?
Yeah.
All right.
So, Captain, tell her where to go when I get off the yard.
I will. Okay, thanks. All right, and I know what he's talking about there, and I have seen the video because I do video and audio. That's what I do a lot of, and I have seen the video, and I did have the audio the other night, and I almost played it, and I decided not to because we got into talking about something different, but it'll get your attention.
Okay.
All right.
I see some of it.
Right. Now, Steve Mnuchin is telling us that the economy could reopen in May, and Larry Kudlow is agreeing. We definitely are seeing some signs that, and especially in the South, because, again, they leave it to the Army to come out, and we found out, again, there's another study that's out there that says the warmer the temperature, the more the direct sunlight, the faster the germs and the disease are gone.
There are 144 medication tests in process right now.
Yep.
144 of them to eradicate, if you will, COVID-19. Many of them come from the work and the studies of the SARS virus, of which COVID-19 is a strain. So that into itself is a very promising situation, especially if they say that there will be a revival of COVID-19 come this fall.
Yep.
Hopefully by this fall we will have some other things in production. I know that there's one that's made by Pfizer.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know the name of it, but Pfizer has already produced, where they produced it, I do not know,
mm-hmm.
but there's over a million and a half tablets or pills or, you know, some form, capsules,
mm-hmm.
That have already been produced. So we've got other things other than the chloroquine. We have remdesivir and several other things that are in the pipeline too. And
we also
tend to forget about the vaccines.
Yeah. By the way, the Army vaccine or vaccine, the Army decision. What I just told you about there, the research was done from the SARS-CoV-2. So you were talking about SARS. That's what they were using.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm trying to say. COVID-19 is a strain of SARS.
Right, correct.
Mm-hmm. The other thing that's pretty fascinating is we continue to hear that China has not cooperated with the United States.
Hold that thought. Hold that thought right there, because here comes the music. Hold that thought, and you're going to get cut off. So we'll be right back with Denise Simon to talk about China. And the fact that we've been hearing that they haven't been cooperating with the U.S., we'll find out what they have been doing.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive. The list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. And this portion of the program is brought to you by my friends at the USCCA, United States Concealed Carry Association. By the way, I've got a big logo link up for them on my Facebook page, Americans for America. Now, you can go over there, like the page, and start following the news stories that are over there. We've got a lot of contributors that are over there. Denise Simon's articles show up over there on a regular basis, as well as Brooke Emery and others, Tom Del Beccaro, as a matter of fact. And don't forget that when you go over there, click on that logo link, and you'll have an opportunity to do a couple of things. Number one, the logo link for the USCCA will give you an opportunity to win a free gun a day every day. And you can also think about becoming a member, because there's three levels of membership in which you can join. And if you join, you can get as much as $474 worth of free stuff from the USCCA. But all the memberships will always get the Concealed Carry magazine, which is one of the best gun magazines in the country. You'll get discounts in there every month on various supplies, whether it's hunting, whether it's fishing, whether it's camping, whether it's guns, whether it's whatever. But you'll get a little gifts or discounts in there, and you'll be able to find out about it. So that's the Americans for America Facebook page. Go over there and click on the logo link for the USCCA, and you'll be in like Flynn. All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com is back with us. Hello.
Hello.
Your thoughts? You cut you off kind of in midstream there, so go right ahead.
Yeah, you know, there are some, not all things China are bad. So, I mean, we have to kind of be fair on this thing. But I was really doing some digging around last night. This may kind of dovetail Picasso's comment, although I have the video here, so I'll take a look at it. I did see it the other day. But anyway, there were some officials, medical officials or scientist officials in Wuhan that had almost within hours of the outbreak, when they had, I think, 41 cases in Wuhan,
that tweeted out the whole, they published a draft of the genome of the coronavirus. And this was actually picked up when this tweet came out with this research paper in it. It was picked up by a biologist at the University of Sydney in Australia. Then there was yet another one out of London, I think, with an institute called the Wellcome Institute in London. So there was some early scientists, lab type virologist people that all kind of watch each other globally that were able to get the early paper on COVID-19 on this strain. So that's really an important thing. Now, I think, though, what happened was the Beijing government, the Chinese Communist Party, saw some of this, and that's when they started shutting things down. But some stuff did get out to some, you know, professionals across the globe.
Now, I just got a little note here from one of our listeners, Patrick. Patrick is listening to us in Atlanta on AM 920, The Answer. And hello, Patrick. Hope you're doing well up there. He said that didn't Bill Gates contribute a large amount of money to the NIH, which is where Dr. Fauci is from?
Actually, it's the IHME, and IHME, which is the Institute of Health Metrics and Evaluation, I think it's called.
Okay.
When the organization started in 2007, he was a large contributor. And if the rest of it is done by the state of Washington, it is based in Seattle. There was another time that I think they needed some additional money, and Gates contributed some money. That doesn't mean that he's got any kind of power, authority, or management decisions. The IHME also is supported by donations, funders, if you will, by other countries. Some of them are developing countries. Because they don't have the kind of infrastructure. The sad part about it is, and I just had to write a paper yesterday for the university, Baylor University, is that that seems to be the only organization that does these kinds of studies, and they do some other studies too, which some of them I looked at yesterday, didn't like them, but anyway. That we don't know what the whole coordination is with the World Health Organization, or others that may even be in Europe. So I argue that in my paper that I wrote, it'll be published, that we ought to start applying artificial intelligence, because that, when you digitize, you know, studies and clinical trials and, you know, all these other kinds of things, there's no bias. You know, you've got you've got machine learning on this. So, yeah, but all things Gates are not nefarious. I don't particularly like the man. I think that he's kind of out there in a very different realm and different kind of thinking that is really kind of against our basic culture, but he thinks in a different kind of world. So I don't think he's trying to do nefarious things. He's just kind of out there with some weird stuff.
All right,
but anyway,
he
was an early funder in 2007.
Okay, now I'm getting a report here. It came in from Military Times. It was on this morning's paper. It came in there and said, yesterday morning, rockets were fired once again at the Bagram Air Base in Afghanistan. It doesn't talk about any injuries, doesn't talk about any damage, but they said that ISIS took credit for it.
Yeah, and prior to that, I think there was one or two last week that was the Taliban. So this is clearly a situation that has not been resolved, and I think that it's on purpose because the United States is weaning itself from Afghanistan. And remember, it was last week that it was reported that we had gotten into a firefight, if you will, with an Islamic State group,
right,
in Afghanistan where I think we killed 16,
right.
16 or 19.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, they're all for retaliation. So that could be an answer to that.
Okay. Now, the president is talking about creating a new panel to map and oversee the post-virus economic recovery. Good idea, bad idea?
Oh, it's long overdue. So I don't know who is going to certainly be part of the panel. I think certainly it would probably be Kudlow and Mnuchin. But I think from a wider, and maybe even the Fed chair, Jerome, whatever his name is. We may need to go a little bit wider. I would be looking at some other kind of economic experts that would include, you know, some of the analysts that provide information on Wall Street. I would do some think tank people like the Rand Corporation and some corporate CEOs.
How about Mark Cuban?
Well, he's a progressive, but when it comes to, you know, capitalism, he's all pro-capitalist.
Sure, for his country, he'd probably do it.
Which makes him a pariah, but
mm-hmm.
Anyway, yeah, they're going to determine how to do it. You know, they can turn some, now this is really a governor's decision. It's not a federal government's decision. You know, the federal government would provide guidance to the governor. Because the governors are the ones that are slamming the doors at the state level.
Mm-hmm.
So the convincing, I mean, the team, if you put together a task force, that's great. But the team's got to convince these governors and or mayors. And that will be the hard sell.
Mm. You know what a war bond is, right?
Sure.
Remember my parents talking about the war bonds and they actually invested in that and all that. They're talking about bringing war bonds back to help fight the virus.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Not to fight the virus, but to restore our economic
financing.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Yes.
Okay, well, we'll see what happens. Now, we're running out of time, so I'm going to mention one other thing here. I saw Wisconsin yesterday, a big dairy in Wisconsin, and I was just shocked to see what was going on.
Georgia doing the same thing.
25,000 pounds of milk was getting dumped. Because they've lost their markets, their stores, and their...
You can't stop cows from producing milk.
And you can't stop chickens from laying eggs.
And, you know, there's no place to put it.
Yep.
So they didn't have any choice but to do it.
Unbelievable. Okay, well, we'll talk to you on the weekend show, so have yourself a good day up on the mountaintop.
Sure.
All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. Go over there. Check out all the great articles that she writes, and you'll know what she knows when she knows it. You'll be one of her people. All right, I'll be right back with more and our next Military and Veterans News segment as we come right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
And hopefully we're going to be opening up. We can call it opening very, very
very, very soon, I hope.
President Trump talking about the U.S. economy during the daily White House coronavirus briefing.
Well, I think the economy is going to do very well. Now, that's just my feeling. It's a strong feeling. I've had good, proper feelings about a lot of things over the years, and I think we're going to do well.
And President Trump updating us on the health of the British Prime Minister.
Americans are also encouraged to learn that Boris Johnson, Prime Minister, has been moved out of intensive care. That's a tremendous statement. And we continue to pray for him and his fast recovery. That's a very, very positive development.
And checking Wall Street, the Dow gaining 285 points, the NASDAQ up 62, the S&P 500 gaining 39. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Show Generation Radio Show. I like discounts, and I bet you do too. If you're age 50 or older, the Association of Mature American Citizens, AMAC for short, has plenty of discounts available for their members. Airlines, hotels, restaurants, auto insurance, and help with your Medicare plans. What I like most about AMAC is they understand my values and they're fighting for them every day. Unlike the other guys that just talk a good game, AMAC is actually holding to my biblical Christian American constitutional values. It feels good to belong to a true American organization. Why don't you join me by calling them at 855-696-7930. That's 855-696-7930. Again, the number is 855-696-7930. And use the promo code Pastor Greg. That's Pastor Greg. And get your first year on me.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
And now it's time for Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Indeed it is, and this edition of the Military and Veterans News brought to you by our very good friends over at the National Aviation Academy. Now, they have two locations to serve you. One of them is right across the bay from where I'm at here in Tampa, over in Clearwater. The other one's up there in Concord, Mass, outside Boston. And they're going to tell you all about themselves right about now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, you know, more and more young people are not headed straight off to college. We know that. They're coming out of these vocational schools and these technical schools, and they're going on to become carpenters or plumbers or computer techs or welders or electricians or maybe heavy equipment operators or truck drivers. But what they don't realize is that when you go to a technical school and you come out, a lot of those jobs are going to be union jobs, because that's just the nature of what they are and where you have to work. Now, that being said, you're not going to come out and make the kind of money you thought you were, because you're going to wind up coming out as an apprentice. And you're going to be one for about a year in some cases, and you're going to be what's called an 80 percenter. Now, that's not 80 percent of what the big boys make. It's 80 percent of whatever an apprentice makes, and that's how you're going to get paid. Now, you'll be that way for a while, but how would you like to take the training that you can get along with what you'll get at National Aviation Academy and fill the void and give you a great career path with a starting salary of about $60,000 a year on a 40-hour week and the opportunity to make a lot more than that? Now, check them out online to find out more by going to the website naa.edu. That's naa.edu. And you can also give them a call at 800-659-2080, 800-659-2080, to find out more and schedule a tour for some time in May. Schedule a tour for some time in May and find out when the next class starts up. Because I don't know, because they've been closed because of the coronavirus thing, and all the students have been on furlough themselves. But they'll be coming back up here. Once they say it's okay to go, they'll be coming back up and away they go. So there you go. Now, taking a look at this hour's Military and Veterans News segment, the Army is now calling on some of their retired medics to return to service. And Congress is considering a new reserve, using it as an emergency weapon, a national roster of individuals with specialized training, experience, and clearances, ready to don a uniform at the nation's call. They're considering doing that. Now, we used to have that. It was called the Ready Reserve, where you would retire from the military active duty, but you'd be in the Ready Reserve, or you'd even be in the Retired Reserve and could be called back at any time. So we'll see what happens, but it's up to Congress to create this, if in fact they do. Now, an aircraft carrier getting set to deploy over to the Middle East and then over to the South Pacific, the USS Admiral Nimitz, a sailor assigned to the aircraft carrier Nimitz tested positive from the COVID-19. And the ship now has had to slow things down a little bit because whoever this sailor came in contact with now has to be quarantined, and the ship has to be scrubbed down wherever this sailor was, whatever he was doing, wherever he went on board the ship. So it's slowed down the deployment of the Nimitz, which means we're going to be short a carrier somewhere along the line until the Nimitz can put to sea. Now, the Navy's top officer, the Chief of Naval Operations, has said that keeping the force safe and healthy was his top priority after a wild 6 days that saw the downfall of the popular commanding officer of the Theodore Roosevelt, and the resignation of Acting Secretary of the Navy, too, who fired him after a letter in which the CO raised concerns about the pace of the Navy's aid to his crew leaked to the media. Now, we also found out yesterday from the Chief of Naval Operations that it's possible this captain of this aircraft carrier, very, very popular captain, the crew loves him, could get his command back. It's possible that could happen. Now, if he doesn't, we all understand why, but if he does, that would be something else. That would be a first, if you will. But when he has the respect and the loyalty of his crew, that definitely counts for something in my book. So it's worth taking a look at. And we also know that in New York City, the USNS Comfort is now taking COVID-19 patients. So we'll see how all that works out as they have reduced the size of their beds because they needed more space to make it wider open for the germ and the contamination issue. 500 beds now instead of 1,000. And the Air Force's basic military training, based out of Joint Base San Antonio Lackland in Texas, is being shortened due to the COVID-19 pandemic, according to the service. So, I guess you'll have to go back and take advanced basic military training if they're going to shorten it. We'll see how that all plays out. Also, the United States Air Force saw a small drop in total force suicides for the first quarter of 2020, which measured against this point of the year back in 2019. In consideration with everything that's been taking place here, that's kind of monumental, but it's a good thing to hear. Good thing to hear. And grunts and infantry-like Marines will be the first to get their hands on a new lightweight plate carrier that's been in the works for the last several years, according to the Marine Corps Systems Command. Good luck to them on that. Also shrouded in secrecy, the counter-communication system is the tool now the U.S. Space Force will use to jam adversaries' communications in a conflict. That's what they'll be doing. And the latest National Guard COVID-19 troop update, more than 28,400 troops have been mobilized, National Guard, to serve right now to supplement the regular military. Now, the Armed Forces Service Committee, top Democrat, says the Pentagon needs to get creative in their response. The U.S. military can do more to help with the coronavirus. So we'll see how all that all plays out, too. And not to forget about the fact that we have got veterans that have been having trouble. 7 VA healthcare workers now have died from the coronavirus as the cases begin to mount. Now, a lot of these people had pre-existing conditions, which contributed to them when they got sick, contributed to them laboring and having more trouble and caused their deaths. It wasn't just a coronavirus. Also, Pamela Powers, the Chief of Staff of the Department of Veterans Affairs, has been assigned to take on the duties of Deputy Secretary after the firing of her predecessor, James Byrne. So, congratulations to Pamela Powers, who will be the new Deputy Secretary of the Veterans Affairs. Now, let's not forget that the Syrian Air Force has been found responsible for the 2017 chemical weapons attacks leaked to sarin and chlorine gas against civilians in Idlib 3 years ago. Knew it was coming. All right. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. When we come back, don't go anywhere. Lots more to talk about.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
We never treated President Bush the way they treat President Obama.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team.
Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with longevity. Teamgaday.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
And that's my buddy Donna Fiducia listening to us up there in Carrollton, Georgia, with her husband Don up there just up the road a tad bit from Fort Benning, Georgia. A big hoo-ha out there to everybody in Fort Benning, Georgia. And they're listening to us on 1330 WLBB, our affiliate there in Carrollton. And hello to everybody in Carrollton tonight. Now, this portion, my conversation with Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is brought to you by our friends of the Two Guys Gun Show. Now, the gun shows are not going on right now because of the fact that it is an event where you get a lot of people to come through. So that's not going on. But I'll tell you what is, and that's the gun shop. Phoenix Ordnance, owned by Guy Lamacus, and he is the proprietor of the Two Guys Gun Shows when they go out and get out in the street and out on the road. Now, his Phoenix Ordnance is located at 8601 49th Street, just north to Gandy, in between Gandy and Ulmerton. And they're on the right side as you go north next to Enterprise Rent-A-Car. They're in Pinellas Park, Florida, and they're open from Tuesday through Saturday. So, if you want to stop on by, they've got a good selection of guns. Now, the guns have been sailing out of there because people have been buying the small caliber guns. And also, the latest thing I heard yesterday they were buying was shotguns, a lot of shotguns. And they do have the ammunition, so they got all that, too. So, stop on by Phoenix Ordnance, 8601 49th Street, Pinellas Park. That's Guy that's in there, and you tell him the captain sent you, all righty? Okay, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Got a question for you. Why are the unemployment systems crashing?
Oh, one of the reasons is that the computer system is, I mean, it, every state's different, but they're so old. I mean, you can think back to the days of Atari and even farther back to, like, punch cards and those black floppy disks that, you know, you could bend. I mean, it's that old. I mean, I was cracking jokes about this on my show ages ago saying, you know that the government still buys floppy disks?
Yeah.
That's how bad, you know, that this system is and just how slow government moves.
Well, the 60-year-old computer programming system in the language is called COBOL, C-O-B-O-L, COBOL. And to retrofit this antiquated government system, now struggling to process the deluge of unemployment claims brought in by the coronavirus crisis, is going to be a massive undertaking because they pretty much have to shut the computers down, all of them, spend 2 or 3 days reprogramming everything and going from there and hope the system will take it and not crash again like it's been doing. So in the meantime, all these people having problems with unemployment, if you can get a form, and you can call your congressman or woman to do that, get a form from them. They can either email it to you or they can fax it to you. And then you take it and fax it to the unemployment office. Case closed.
Now, the reality is that you know, the system hasn't been upgraded. They could do it in a very short period of time. Should have been done a while ago. You just get
sure.
Google or Microsoft to put it all up on the cloud, get it up and running. But then guess what? You don't need those government workers that are absolutely useless. And they don't want to get rid of those government workers. Bureaucracy never wants to be efficient. Bureaucracy never wants to get down to size and do the right thing. So we got to play all these employees, which are basically useless. And it's pretty sad.
Well, it's called the Federal Workers Union.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, let's talk about the doctors, because a lot of doctors are chiming in about this hydroxychloroquine. And there was a poll out there, Town Hall had it up on their website, asking the doctors how many doctors thought that it was effective against the Chinese Wuhan coronavirus. And it came back, 67% thought it was effective, and 65% said that they were already recommending it, writing prescriptions for people to take it.
Listen, you know, there's a funny thing about medicine. It's kind of like this virus as well. You know, you get some people that it affects, you get other people that it doesn't. You know, certain medications work for people, other medications do not. Now, people that have obviously gone through cancer treatment realize this, that, you know, you have to actually find the right, you know, cocktail, the right mix, the right, you know, thing so it works for you. It took my brother a while before they found out what was going to work for him, and thank God that they did. And I'm sure that this drug will be very effective with some people, and it might not be effective with other people.
And about your brother, he was very bad off. I remember that. How's he doing now?
Oh, he's fantastic. I mean, it's more, you know, it's been a long time, so he's been great. You know, it's just a matter of finding what works for that individual. We all have our, you know, each our own genetic makeup, and certain things will affect us differently. The good thing about this hydroxychloroquine doesn't have any real side effects. So you really, you know, if it doesn't work, it doesn't work. If it does work, fantastic.
Okay, it works for me. So there you go. Now, we had OPEC yesterday, after the market closed, I believe, agreed to say to a historic output cut to try to raise the prices of oil, because yesterday oil, West Texas crude, dropped off 10%. It starts out the day at $22.76 a barrel, and Brent crude dropped off 4%, $31.48 is where it starts the day, and gasoline stayed even where it was at, 68 cents a gallon at the refinery. Now, there's oil tankers, and there were pictures shown on TV yesterday, that are sitting off the coast of America. They can't come in. There's nowhere to put the oil, number one. Also, number two, there's gasoline in the pipelines filled up. They really can't do a lot there. Where do we go from here, Coach?
Listen, basically the output cut that they agreed to is going to keep oil from going to $10. That's all. I mean, it's a cut, but it you know, I think they're looking to kind of put a floor in right now at where oil is now, because the reality is it would go much much lower. I mean, we don't have airplanes in the sky. We don't have people driving around.
Nope.
So it's a real demand shock there.
Mm-hmm.
Unless we can get the economy open soon, they kind of understood that they had no choice.
And let's talk about that, because yesterday Steve Mnuchin and Larry Kudlow both came out and were vocal about the fact that the economy could reopen in May. And even Attorney General Barr said that he was anticipating the economy to come back in May.
Let's hope. I mean, I we need to have it come back. The sooner the better. Like I said, as every day goes by, more people are filing for unemployment. You know, you see the lines. I looked at some lines down in Florida yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
Some of the car bread lines that are taking place at food banks.
Mm-hmm.
There was one I saw yesterday in San Diego, California. I'm sure that's starting to pop at various different places around the country. And we're just ruining people's lives right now is what we're doing. We're just destroying lives. And we have to get this country opened up sooner rather than later. I mean, we're taking a look here in New York. As bad as it's been in the hospitals here, they haven't needed the Javits Center yet. They haven't needed the hospital boat yet. We had yesterday the lowest amount of admissions into the hospital since this thing started. So that's a very good sign. We've got to, come to grips with the fact that, we've got to understand that, unless you open up, you're going to have other health issues with people that are losing their jobs. That's going to play a part of it. That's a public health issue, too. It's actually interesting. I heard Fauci mention that yesterday. He talked about, he talked about the interest of public health.
Mm-hmm.
It's not in the interest of public health to keep people, trapped in their homes.
No. And it adds, by the way, to the mental health issue.
Tell me about it.
Yeah.
I said, I keep thinking of Jack Nicholson in The Shining. All work and no play make Jack a dull boy. So type it away.
Now let's talk about Wall Street, because Wall Street this week so far has had the best week since 1974. And this is kind of surprising, because since March the 23rd, the market is up 27%. Now, it obviously dropped off a little bit more than that, but still, it's roaring back. You and I both talked about that. And by the way, I'm looking at the market numbers here, the futures. They're in the green. It's not great, but they're all in the green right now.
Well, markets closed today. So, we're looking at, Monday.
Monday morning futures, okay.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. So, and those things are really accurate. Ones will be opening up until Sunday. The market has come back in anticipation of things opening up. And obviously, that also has a lot to do with the money that's been put out there. It can only last for so long. Again, the market's going to react. We continue to see positive numbers.
Okie doke. Well, you have yourself a great weekend, a great Easter. Enjoy it with your family, and we will talk to you on Monday.
Have a good one.
All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is his website. We're coming back with Frank Salvato from the Underground USA. We'll be right back.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to the Captains of America.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.